It's been a very difficult day to watch events unfold. I've lived and worked in Brussels for over 10 years. I've got lots of colleagues and friends who work across the city. And to learn of what has happened, to see the footage, to see places so very familiar to me destroyed, is very difficult. Now, I'm fine. My team are safe and sound. I have two groups across from Scotland today, some students from St Andrews. I've got the Scottish Conservative Women's Council. They're safe as well. But many are not safe today, and my thoughts are very much with them. The day had been arranged so they could spend the first couple of hours sightseeing. So they were down in the Grand Place, the medieval heart of Brussels. They were due to come up to the Parliament at 11 o'clock. So clearly, as events began to unfold, I was particularly concerned because we had to track down where they were and make sure that they were safe, and they were, and we were able to get them back to their hotel, and that's where they are now, and we're working on arrangements to get them home to Scotland safely. But it's very difficult when you have, when it's 25 individuals. We were trying to make sure that we could just be sure of where they were, that none had tried to come up to the Parliament sooner, because, again, it's worth stressing that one of the metro stops is the Parliament's metro stop. It's Malbec. It's 150 yards from the door of the Parliament right now. It's the metro I would use to come to work. So if any had decided to come up earlier and have a poke around up here, you can imagine my initial thoughts. So again, they are safe, they are sound, and that is important. I fly through the Zaventem Brussels airport twice a week. I travel on the metro, my team travel on the metro. One of my assistants, his wife, was literally on the metro just a few moments before. She was on the train that passed through, and then we heard of these events. One of my assistants was conducting a meeting up by the Commission headquarters. He heard one of the bombs going off near the Schuman metro station. He was in lockdown there for several hours. So this is a very real tragedy unfolding, and it touches you. You are closer to than you think, closer than you think. The three metro stops that have been blown up are the heart of the European Quarter. They're the busiest metro stops in the country. Tens of thousands of individuals will travel through them. The Scottish Government offices are in a building called Scotland House. It's literally 10 yards from the metro station at Schuman. Now, my colleagues and friends up in Scotland House are safe. Our safety and our security are so fragile, so touchable, and so many people today will be living through Central, living through the reality of what these atrocities actually mean.